From the millions of Americans who volunteered and organized and proved that more than two centuries later, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people has not perished from the earth. This is your victory.
Well, the long-time, long-ago community organizer Barack Obama suddenly has a community by the tail. The United States is his community, and he organized it well. His campaign rocketed to victory last night. And much has been said about Barack Obama's years as a community organizer. And quite a long time ago, a young Ivy League kid who probably talked quite a lot and sounded very, very smart marched into Jerry Kelman's office in Chicago and asked for a job. Jerry, what was it like?
Well, it wasn't quite that way. He sent me a resume, and we talked on the phone, and I flew to New York where my dad lived at 92nd and Broadway, and we met at a coffee shop in the mid-70s on Lexington Avenue for 2 hours, and then I offered him the job.
And you interviewed him back in the early 80s, right?
1985.
1985. All right. What was he looking for, and what did you see in this man?
What he was looking for was the civil rights movement, but it was over. And community organizing was the closest that he could find to it. And that's why he contacted us. And he was looking for two things, an opportunity to express his idealism, which had been inspired by Dr. King and the Civil Rights Movement, and also an opportunity to learn. He had taken courses on politics and society change, but he had no concrete experience. And this, for him, was a way to learn. And he cares about learning quite a bit.
So would you say that this is not an individual who had an agenda, who was ready for you to get out of the way the moment he was no longer, or you were no longer useful to him? Or did he have a real capacity to listen and learn on the way up?
Oh, Barack is most characterized by a desire to learn. Barack has formed mentor relationships with dozens and dozens of people in his life, and they're not based on any emotional need. He feels very secure. They're not based on career advancement. They're based on how quickly and how much he can learn about things, and it doesn't matter who he's learning from. Their status doesn't count for him. Learning is one of the things that moves Barack.
Also with me here is Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein, who knows a thing or two about community organizing herself. You know, Barack Obama got a bit of a thrashing by John McCain and Sarah Palin particularly over being a community organizer. Do you think he'll be able to wear that mantle proudly from the White House, Jerry?
This is a campaign that has been inspired and used techniques from community organizing probably for the first time in a presidential campaign in American history. It's a presidency that wants to have a very different relationship with people on the grassroots level and use their activism in unique ways. And I don't think he's going to forget he was a community organizer.
It is kind of amazing how this has played out. I mean, I think I've heard Democrats for a quarter century saying we're going to organize and we're going to go block by block and we're going to take back. And the Republicans have certainly on Election Day out-organized the Democrats every time until this time. Wondering what happens in the White House and how that manifests itself, how it plays out. What do you think?
Well, I think that Barack is going to need support, and the administration will need support for various kinds of agendas. And there are millions of people who created this this campaign victory by the work that they did, and they're not going to want to not be involved. Their sense of politics is one of involvement, is one of activism, and particularly among young adults and young people. And you can either be frightened of that, or you can collaborate with it, and I don't think there's any question that the Obama administration wants to collaborate with it.
Jerry Kelman, how did you experience what we now know to be Barack Obama's leadership qualities as you observed him interact with people on the streets of Chicago?
We need to remember that his role as an organizer was a teacher and a coach. It's hard to believe that the man who's now probably the most famous person in the world, his job was never to be in front of the camera, never to be in newspapers, but to help other people speak for themselves in those kinds of venues. But what he did do, and he was gifted at, was establishing relationships with people very quickly and listening to them. He was a wonderful listener, although that was part of his job. And what he listened for was story and narrative. And in doing that, he was able to form long-lasting relationships with people very quickly.
Now, you describe that he gave people hope in his interactions with them. I mean, it sounds like a cliche. How did he do that, and how did you observe it?
Well, first of all, he had to inspire trust in someone. If someone's going to go someplace that they're a little bit anxious about going to along with you, they have to have some sense that you're the kind of person who's going to not desert them midway, especially if you're somebody who's always been on the low end of the totem pole. So he inspired hope by forming trust with himself and then yeah. and then moving step by step.
Jerry, got a tough question to ask you here. I mean, it appears by my calculation that Barack Obama owes you a job now at this point.
I have a job.
You going to pick up the phone?
No, I have a job.
Jerry,
yeah.
Anyway, it's sweet of you to play with me there. But Jerry Kelman, a former mentor, is that fair to say, of Barack Obama, who is now watching him assume the office of President of the United States?
One of thousands of mentors, sure.
Jerry Kelman, Chicago community organizer, and speaking with us from Chicago on Barack Obama's long journey from community organizer to world leader. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.